WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 77. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. A brine-based contractor was not awarded to City of College Station projects, even though they were the low bidders. It's after the city council last night learned more about the company president serving court punishment for conspiring with the city employee to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from the city 15 years ago.
This went beyond just trying to cheat the city. This was collusion. This went beyond just simply trying to skim money off. This was a deliberate act.
Carl Mooney seconded the motion to deny the appeal from Kerry Smith of Texcon General Contractors and award the contracts to the second lowest bidder. The only vote against staff recommendations came from Julie Schultz, who said Texcon's competitors have done some things she did not disclose.
And I do have maybe a little more knowledge about the backgrounds from living here a long time and being in this business.
Choosing the second lowest bidder will cost the city an additional $126,000. A brine small business owner on Capitol Hill yesterday asking a congressional committee to adopt tax reform. Rebecca Banick, who founded Neutral Posture with her mother 29 years ago, appeared before the House Ways and Means Committee's Tax Policy Subcommittee.
Corporate America, they pay 35%, and we pay close to 49%. What they're looking at now is a 20% rate for corporations, and then the individual or the small business rate would be 25%. Which is still way better than what we're paying today.
Banick calls it an amazing experience.
It was a little overwhelming to think about and to be in that committee room, and I'm just so proud to have been able to represent small businesses across the country.
Banick says committee members appreciated having three small business owners share their firsthand experiences. Four Texas A&M students from the Houston area have been arrested in a drug-related armed robbery from last week. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, a Kingswood woman living in a fifth-floor apartment at North Point Crossing at Texas University is accused of shooting pepper spray into the face of the victim and striking him with a hammer-like tool. Victim also struck in the head and back with an axe handle by one of three men. A second man is accused of pointing an AR-15 rifle at him. Brazos County Sheriff's deputies say one of four suspects have been arrested from an armed robbery at a home northeast of Bryan that took place Tuesday night. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Timothy Bridgewater is accused of striking one of two victims with an AK-47 rifle and cutting his face with a bayonet that was attached to the rifle. Second suspect's accused of firing a sawed-off shotgun into the yard outside the home located off FM 2223. The adult children of President Trump need to get out of the White House, so says Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan. On WTAW's Infomaniacs, Forrest says it's not healthy to have the Trump children as advisors.
I think they need to go out and do something else and stay outside of the administration at this point in time.
Forrest says sometimes allegiance to family can be blinding and keep you from making the best decisions. And Scott, are you around?
I am.
I do have breaking news for you.
Ready.
Beyonce has finally debuted her twins a month after they were born. We have and we have names.
Hang on. Wait. Let me see. Do I have a bulletin? Here we go.
The newborn twins are Sir Carter and Rumi, R-U-M-I. We don't know the genders yet.
Romy?
No, Rumi.
Rumi.
R-U-M-I. And Sir Carter.
Because I'm sure that he or she will have a roommate when they're in college, because you know they'll go to college, and then they can say, that's my roomie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Hey, roomie.
Just wanted to let you know I'm on top of things.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Okay, cutting edge.
Yes, WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 6. The temperature is 77. Text us your news tips, photos, videos, comments about Beyonce's naming the twins, 979-695-1620. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Speaking of Christ, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 declares, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." How wonderful for us. This means that every person has the opportunity to be saved if they will just come to God on His terms. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Truly, salvation is available to all mankind, but only those who obey the gospel will access that salvation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We invite you to visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, which meets on Highway 30. Go to bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more.
Good morning at 6:10. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. We're checking some weather, sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Bright sunshine for today. There's the possibility of a shower or a thunderstorm. We're headed up to 95 degrees this afternoon. These storms end tonight. It'll turn partly cloudy, 75. Weekend, very typical for mid-July. Sunshine, chance of a late-day storm tomorrow. Temperatures near 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. We'll turn partly sunny Sunday with the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the final day of SEC Media Days from yesterday. Meanwhile, after an impressive performance in the Summer League, the Lakers have signed Aggie Alex Caruso. And we'll take a look forward to the weekend at Wimbledon. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we're having bright sunshine today. I don't know if you heard that. Rob's pretty excited about that the sunshine will be bright.
As opposed to dark and sunshine.
It'll be warm. Chances of showers, and again, Rob doesn't do that, 20% today and tonight, 40% on Saturday, 60% on Sunday, 50% on Monday. Good news is we'll have clouds, which will make it maybe not as glaringly hot, but it's still going to be pretty warm.
Glaringly? I can't even say the word.
Yeah.
That's too early in the morning.
It is.
So we got that hot, we got that sunshine.
It'll be oppressive, probably, is what I would think, just oppressive. So, in going along with our breaking news this morning that we have confirmed the names of Beyonce's kids, yet not the genders, a South Carolina newborn broke records when she made her entrance into the world on June the 25th, her little slow getting us the story, as her birth marked the first female born in her family in 137 years. Carter Louise Settle, who arrived and was celebrated with a bright pink billboard near her family's home in Bluffton, South Carolina. Home is perfect, her mama said. Settles had a gender reveal party. Hey, kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
They did a gender reveal party around Christmas time and were shocked to see pink balloons. Everybody was expecting a boy. I think that's definitely been our tradition. Carter's paternal grandfather did some research into exactly when the last time the family welcomed a girl, quickly discovered it had been 137 years. So
wow.
That's, I don't know, that was
that's
like
a few generations.
That's a good run, yeah.
It is, exactly. So let's see, later on this morning, we have other stuff that actually we didn't get to all week long, which we, you know, try to do. Guy in Washington State was shot to death last month when he was dragging a dead raccoon down the road. Did you hear about this?
Wow, no.
He was going to use it for bait in his crab trap.
Wow, this is getting weirder and weirder.
Okay, there's a video online from somebody who drove past the guy while he was dragging the raccoon just shortly after he'd killed it. Driver wasn't involved. The police have arrested somebody. They believed that it was a dog. And so they apparently forced him off the road and shot him.
Wow.
Okay, that's in Washington.
Okay, just insane.
That's okay. We got that out of the way. And so now we can go on to other happier things.
Yeah, I
hope so. Info.
Mation.
Whoa, here's the other story we'll have about the Australian farmer who got his thumb cut off.
Ooh.
And replaced it with his big toe.
Oh, no. So what did he replace his big toe with?
Well,
a carrot?
No. Yeah, exactly.
And he can gig him once again.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, it'll look different, but yeah, that'll work. Okay.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday, in case you didn't know. Day 195. We got 170 of them to go. It's the 14th of July. It's National Nude Day. You might ask permission.
Yeah. Maybe don't do it at work.
Right. Yeah. Probably a good thing. Maybe put a note on the door of your house in case you're going to be celebrating that. It's National Tape Measure Day. It's National Grand Marnier Day.
Okay,
if you want to do that,
right.
A little bit of that goes a long way. Oh, this is horribly ironic. Today is National Mac and Cheese Day. Have you heard? Mac and cheese is killing us.
Is it?
Yes.
And it's National Mac. You're telling me this on National Macaroni and Cheese Day?
I have that story about it in about an hour, okay?
Doesn't life eventually result in death?
Well, it does.
100% of the time.
Yeah, if you eat mac cheese, it'll die. Apparently, it'll happen faster. The Shark Awareness Day. Why is that? Sci-fi is going to be doing a whole week.
I know, right?
We have Sharknado coming up. Why would that be now? Car Collector Appreciation Day. It's Bastille Day in France. And the California State Fair opens in Sacramento today, in case you want to know. All right, got some birthdays.
We got birthdays. Jane Lynch is 57 from Glee and a number of other things. Sure. Very funny lady. Matthew Fox from Lost is 51 today. Pretty cool. Actress Missy Gold from Benton, now known as Dr. Melissa Gold, is...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Went on to a real career.
Yeah. Okay. She's 47 today.
Uh-huh. Well, she could pay for the medical education.
Yeah. Sure. That's how you do it, yeah. Jackie Earle Haley, he's been in The Watchmen, and he was recently the new Freddy Krueger that didn't do so well. But also, way back in the day, he was in the Bad News Bears, the original Bad News Bears. He was one of the kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 56 today. Harry Dean Stanton, 91.
He's been looking that old for a long time.
Indeed, he has. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos is 71. Let's see. Patrick Kennedy is 50.
Yeah.
New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez is 58. Mm-hmm. And country's Jamie Johnson is 42.
There you go. Roosevelt Grier is 85 today. It was Rosie Grier who helped disarm Sirhan Sirhan in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles after he'd shot Robert Kennedy. He's kind of was a personal assistant, I guess, to unofficial and unpaid. But, he was right there on the scene when that happened. And The Who made their debut on this date in 1967.
Get fooled again.
Touring the United States. They were the opening act for Herman's Hermits.
part of their generation.
Yeah.
Those are two very different bands, though.
Because are you going to boo The Who to get off the stage because you want to see Herman's Hermits? Is that really what's going to happen?
And they're both still going.
Yeah, they are. I think probably The Who people are making more money than Herman. But
just slightly.
Yeah. All right, on Saturday, it's Gummy Worm Day. Be a Dork Day if you want to do that.
That's every day for me.
Yeah. National Give Something Away Day.
Oh.
All right. It's a National I Love Horses Day and National Tapioca Pudding Day. I thought we celebrated that already.
I thought so, too.
We discussed tapioca to some extent.
Yeah.
All right, Saturday birthdays.
We got birthdays. Ariana Huffington is 67. Mm. Jesse Ventura, those are two very politically different people.
Oh, yeah.
Ventura is 66. Mythbusters host Adam Savage is 50. Yeah. I miss Mythbusters. Haven't seen it in a while.
Okay.
Actor Taylor Kinney from Chicago Fire is 36.
Used to be Lady Gaga's squeeze, but he's not anymore.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brian Austin Green from 90210, the original one, is 44.
Yeah.
Willie Ames from Eight Is Enough and Charles in Charge.
Oh, sure.
57. Uh-huh. Let's see. Scott Foley from Felicity's 44. Forrest Whitaker, Oscar winner.
Oh, yeah. He's done a lot of stuff.
Definitely. 56. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Lana Perea is 40 from Once Upon a Time.
Sure.
Diane Kruger from National Treasure and a number of other movies is 41. Brigitte Nielsen, 54, was married to Flava Flav
that's
for a
right,
while.
Sure.
And
sure.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. What story she could tell.
Yeah. Comedian Eddie Griffin is 49. Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, mm-hmm. he's 41. Guitarist Joe Satriani is 61. Okay. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Linda Ronstadt, 71.
Wow, wow.
Let's see, Alicia Bridges, mm-hmm. I Love the Nightlife, 64.
Oh. And nothing else,
yeah.
Right?
And novelist Clive Cussler is 86.
He's written a book or two.
Yeah.
Penicillin debuted in 1941.
That's like, a good thing.
And so did MSNBC, but yeah, it's different.
Too different. Completely.
Exactly. Yes. On Sunday, it's Fresh Spinach Day, it's Corn Fritter Day, it's World Snake Day, it's Atomic Bomb Test Day, it's Guinea Pig Appreciation Day, National Change Your Font. Really?
Change Your Font?
Really?
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, and it's National Ice Cream Day on Sunday.
Well, all right.
Well,
boy, and, pun intended there.
Yeah. And and to celebrate National Ice Cream Day, McDonald's is giving away a product that is not ice cream. How does that work?
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're doing one that you get a free soft serve cone, which is not ice cream.
Yeah.
Go to Sonic, okay? They have real ice cream there.
Real ice cream.
Or you can
or just go to your grocer's freezer.
That's right, and go buy some ice cream.
Get some Bluebell. Yeah.
Because it's ice cream day, not soft serve day. All right, Sunday birthday.
Yeah, if you're going to change your font, just don't do it to Comic Sans, please.
Yeah.
It looks ridiculous.
Tough to read.
Birthdays for Sunday. Will Ferrell's turning 50. It's pretty cool. Let's see. Jemima Mars is going to be 38 from Glee. Alexandra Shipp from Straight Outta Compton is 26 on Sunday. Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley.
Oh, yeah,
gonna
fast
turn
beat.
Yeah, 59. His legs flail about as if independent from his body.
Oh, yes, of course.
Survivor's Jenna Lewis is going to be 41. Mm-hmm. NFL star Barry Sanders
okay.
is going to be 49. Yeah. Bernie Sanders, NFL star. Phoebe Cates is going to be 54 on Sunday. Uh-huh. Reuben Blades is going to be 69. Yeah. Actor Corey Feldman is going to be 46 on Sunday. And former Cowboys coach and NFL Fox TV NFL analyst Jimmy Johnson.
From Port Arthur.
Yep. Going to be 74.
Classmate of Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right. 6:23.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, this is pretty shocking, even for the fake news network CNN. According to the Media Research Center, well, the Tuesday, their morning show apparently spent a whopping 93% of their coverage on Donald Trump Jr. and the Russian scandal. Anyway, they spent, 45 seconds on the GOP healthcare bill, 2 minutes, 20 seconds on sports. You know, CNN Newsroom, which, by the way, they spent 100% of their time on the Donald Trump Jr. Russia story until their coverage of the Senate confirmation hearing for President Trump's nominee for the FBI began. So their Russia coverage totaled 31 minutes, 43 seconds, nonstop. Another example, CNN fake news. Where's their coverage of the Ukraine or the V-15 or the phony dossier? Don't expect truth from them.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-885-0909 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-885-0909. That's 1-800-885-0909.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Interim Health, skin cancer prevention, and Core Performance is with us to get you in your best shape ever. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Well, Fridays are always a good day for a good, uplifting story, and mystery heroes are always a fascinating subject. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So, a bunch of firefighters spent about 6 hours fighting a wildfire near San Bernardino, California on Saturday. The temperature was about 108 degrees, so the last thing you'd want to do is be near a huge fire. And when it's that hot and dry, fires can move pretty fast. But luckily, they got it under control and it only burned about 70 acres. As far as California wildfires go, that's pretty small, so they did a great job. Then, after they'd contained the fire, about 25 of them went to a nearby Denny's for dinner. They were all pretty hungry at that point, and when they went to pay for their meals, they found someone else already had. Some woman walked up to the cashier and said she wanted to pay for all 25 firefighters, and she didn't want any recognition for it. She wanted it to be anonymous. Their tab came out to be $355, and she tacked on a $50 tip. Then she threw down another $100 to buy dessert for the next round of firefighters who came in. A spokesman for the fire department said they'd already battled 15 to 20 wildfires that week, so they were exhausted, and it was a huge morale booster. It's that kind of thing that makes unsung heroes so valuable, and it's a great example of how we should all treat first responders and emergency personnel. After all, they're there for us when we need them the most. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking weather, it's sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Well, high today, probably, again, about 96 or so in the heat index, into the hundreds, 102, 104, something like that. Do have a slight chance of showers at about 20% today, and they'll be in the afternoon. Tonight, 76 will be our low temperature, still a slight chance of showers. Temps remain the same, actually. The heat index probably go up a little bit on Saturday, and we'll have a 40% chance of rain. That elevates to a 60% chance of rain on Sunday and a 50% chance on Monday, still 40% on Tuesday. So plenty of moisture in the air, and the heat may fire some up right around you. Right now the winds are calm. We've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 77.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. The second quarter earnings season revs up today with notable reports from the banking sector. Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, PNC, and Wells Fargo are each set to disclose their quarterly financial performance this morning. Oil prices have taken a beating lately, but that's why Sovereign Man at the Value Walk blog says now's the time to scoop up oil-related stocks, writing, "The entire oil sector is screaming, buy me." JCPenney shares are up almost 8% after the department store chain announced it's rolling out toy shops in all of its 1,000 or so locations. The 500-square-foot Penny toy shops will be located adjacent to the Disney Shop-in-Shops collections with small play areas. The retailer wants to lessen its reliance on apparel, a category that generates 60% of its sales. The Dow closed up 21 points to set a new record of 21,553. The S&P was 4 points to the good, and the NASDAQ added 13. Futures are pointed downward. And that's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 7, the temperature is 77. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. I'm Bill Oliver. The College Station City Council last night approved spending an additional $126,000 on two bids. That's to avoid doing business with a person. Who received court punishment 8 years ago for conspiring with a city employee to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars by overcharging the city for various services and materials. Rob Neals, the attorney representing Kerry Smith of Texcon General Contractors. Neals says Smith completed his punishment, which included paying $150,000 in restitution and serving 180 days in jail for actions that took place 15 years ago.
If anyone on this body believes in redemption or the ability to someone to grow, change from an occurrence, Mr. Smith is currently that individual.
Blanche Brick made the motion to approve staff recommendations of going with the second lowest bidder.
I'm very, very hopeful that the person involved has learned a very significant lesson.
Julie Schultz alone voted against the staff's recommendation.
And I know the people they're awarding it to, and on the other two, I just don't see that there's that big a difference in the companies as far as these other companies have done some things as well that I know about. And I don't want to get into that.
No one on the council opposed an addition to the city's purchasing policy that no business will be done with anyone with felony criminal records. College Station police using surveillance video tracked down the first of four Texas A&M students accused of robbing and beating a man last week. The victim, who told CSPD he went to North Point Apartments to complete a drug transaction, was hospitalized after he was shot in the face with pepper spray and beaten on the head and back with an axe handle. Using the video, the apartment resident was found, a Kingwood woman accused of shooting the pepper spray and striking the man with a hammer-style tool. Two of three men, two from Houston, one from Katy, accused of either swinging the axe handle and or pointing an AR-15 rifle at the victim. Two people remain in jail after they were arrested earlier this week on charges of shoplifting more than $6,000 of televisions and other merchandise at two local Walmarts. Bryan police also charged 21-year-old Angelica Pettis and 29-year-old Jason Turner with engaging in organized criminal activity. A Bryan couple remains in jail following their arrest last week in and around their mobile home. Six Bryan police officers and the city marshal wound up responding to what the arrest report first noted, what they thought was an unattended 5 or 6 year old child inside a fifth wheel trailer. After the child's grandparents were contacted, the grandfather arrived and broke a window to enter the trailer. Child and his mother were found inside, then the mother's boyfriend ran out into the woods. 34-year-old Bradley Loving was arrested for evading arrest with prior convictions and Robertson County charges of assault causing bodily injury and criminal mischief. 34-year-old Crystal Shockey was arrested for hindering prosecution after officers learned Loving had been staying in the trailer since last December. Texas A&M's Battelle Health Center will reopen this morning at 8 following a natural gas leak yesterday afternoon. Spokesman for Atmos Energy says a contractor hit one of their lines. According to A&M's website, Houston Street was closed about 2 hours and the health center was closed as a precaution. One of three small business owners on Capitol Hill yesterday to testify before a House subcommittee looking at federal tax reforms from the Twin Cities. Rebecca Banick supports the proposal from Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, where corporate taxes on small businesses would drop from 49 to 25%. She'd also like tax reform on the paperwork side, noting her federal tax return contained 79 pages.
I feel like I'm pretty smart, but I don't understand all these different things that they put in there, and they make it so difficult. So the simplification is the biggest issue, and then lowering the rate.
Banik, who found a neutral posture with her mother 29 years ago, also supports repealing the federal estate tax for family-owned businesses.
If I were to die, or if my mother were to die, our heirs would be stuck with this huge tax liability that, in most cases, small businesses have to either shut down or sell the business in order to pay that tax liability.
Banik says Republicans on the subcommittee asked questions of the small business owners. While Democrats had no questions, she says all members treated them with respect. Current attention over Donald Trump Jr.'s contact with the Russian lawyers again raised the issue about members of the president's family being involved at the White House.
The adult children of President Trump need to get out of the White House and go back and do what they were doing before.
Comments from Congressman Bill Forres of Bryan on the Infomaniacs. Forres saying the president's cabinet and chief of staff should be doing what Trump's children and son-in-law Jared Kushner are doing. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 7. The temperature is 77. News brought to you by CHI, St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Norman G. Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Norman G. Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Norman G. Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Norman G. Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Norman G. Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normangytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman Detractor. Nobody.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Good morning, it's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates. Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure continues to do its job, keeping sunshine in the forecast, though there is the chance for a stray thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be very close to 95 later today. Maybe a shower thunderstorm through the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, warm, lows near 75. Partial sun tomorrow, we're at risk for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 95. Sunday, partly sunny, chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Gus Malzahn and Hugh Freeze from the final day of SEC Media Days. Meanwhile, Yu Darvish could be entering his home stretch with the Texas Rangers, and Aggie Alex Caruso is set to begin his pro NBA career after signing with the Lakers. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Glad to see you last Sunday then.
Yeah? Where was that?
Well, saw him pitch at the Rangers-Angels game last Sunday.
Oh, you're saying you. I thought you meant one of us.
No. I have never heard a walk-up song for pitchers, of course, but I'd love to hear BT Bachman-Turner Overdrive's Hey You.
Okay. That would be very good. That would work. So, anyhow. See, Brad, you notice how Rangers fans just grasped the slightest possible thing they could just to have some sort of positive mojo going on in their world.
I just enjoy the opportunity to be able to bake on a Sunday afternoon in Globe Life.
But again, one of these days, it'll be air-conditioned and closed and...
And no fun.
Yeah, that's right. It'll,
there'll be no fun trying to...
$7.
I will be a hot dog.
Anyway, that it is. It's unfortunate, but you know that's what happens. And if you're old enough to remember, of course, when the Houston Astros started, which was a jillion years ago, they basically were in Old Colt Stadium there, which is just it was a swamp, wasn't it? It's a minor league ballpark built on a swamp. Yeah, and you know they probably had mosquito nights, you know, where they gave away free off.
Well, hence the name of the Sugar Land.
Yeah, the Skeeters, right? Yeah, because it is. It's just, you know, it's horrible. So they, there on the coast, a dome stadium made sense. And, of course, any place where you're dealing with really bad weather for whatever reason. But there are a lot of places. I mean, look, you ever been to a baseball game in St. Louis? It's just as miserable
there. Yes, it is.
I mean, it's...
And maybe even more humid.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's a pretty unnice place to be watching baseball.
If you think it's been uncomfortable around here this week, the middle part of the country has been worse.
Yeah, again, maybe not the humidity, but in some
places. Oh, no. Humidity from the agriculture production.
Oh, yeah. Well, and again.
Corn and beans and so forth.
And I think we've got I've got a list here today, I think, of the, well, as a matter of fact, let me see. I've got the sweatiest cities. Here we go. And, gosh, our buddy St. Louis isn't even in this list. To identify the sweatiest cities across the country, researchers looked at data to determine the percentage of homes without central air conditioning. That's the reason.
Well, no wonder.
And the popularity of public transportation and citywide bike sharing programs. What the hell has that got to do with it?
Yeah, right?
Let's put together all these things so that these cities can show up on
Well, there's another research idea for John Sharp.
Yeah, there you are. Information from...
bring it over to Rellis.
Yeah. So here we go. The number one is New York City. They say is the sweatiest city. Look. But there...
Can we wake up our former alumni, Mr. Zeinert, and find out that's really true?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, he's... it's 7:42 there. He's probably on his way to work. it's really... it's unfortunate that New York is in there, but... Look, and granted, Lewis Carrier started in Syracuse, New York, I believe, or Buffalo, somewhere up there, and that air conditioning came from New York. Sounds a little odd, but we've discussed it before. The purpose of air conditioning back then was to help the printing industry because the paper would stick together, and they needed to have cooler temperatures for that. And of course, the movie theaters were just closed, so the movie theaters thought that was great, and they brought in air conditioning. But as far as people having central air conditioning in their homes, no, not so much.
Yeah.
And again, because it's a vertical city. But that's fine. Washington's number two. Chicago's number three. Miami's number four. Boston's number five. Then Philadelphia. Atlanta, which they call Hotlanta sometimes.
Yeah.
Number eight is Tampa, and number nine is Houston. Okay. Just remember, if air conditioning had not been created, Houston basically wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
It'd be like 43,000 people living on a swamp. Okay? So.
And, I mean, even with air conditioning in Houston, it can be miserable.
Sure can.
I mean, going to your car, you'll be drenched in sweat.
There we go. That's just proving you can get statistics to prove almost anything. So the president was in France and apparently got into trouble for saying that Marcon's wife is good looking.
Uh-oh.
What? Just anything? Is
he
that
can't
it?
Do, yeah, he can't do anything. Can't even compliment somebody now.
Now, granted, the terms that he uses are probably not political, okay, because he's always been a salesperson. And because he's been a salesperson, he kind of uses superlatives, okay? So as a result, when he's meeting her, he met Brigitte Macron, and he said, "You're in such good shape. You're in such good physical shape. Beautiful, just beautiful." Well, is that a horrible thing to say?
I don't think so. I
guess because you're president, it makes a difference. All right.
So what? Okay, so what if, like, say, President Obama had done that and said, oh, yes, you're very beautiful.
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
Well, how would the media have reacted to that? They probably would have said,
well, how did the media react to any time Clinton said that?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Actually, for Clinton, that was an opening line. Yeah, just saying.
All very right. Beautiful.
It's a pickup line. Yeah. All right. Senate Republican leaders apparently pushing ahead with their plan for a vote next week on the Obamacare repeal bill after releasing a revised version of the legislation yesterday to pretty much a mixed reaction at best. Just hours after the new bill was released, two senators said they wouldn't vote for the motion to let the Senate debate the bill, meaning that Mitch McConnell can now only afford to lose one more vote. Howsomever, Ted Cruz said that he would vote for a motion to proceed to the bill, likely neutralizing any conservative opposition.
Well, and the president's latest tweets, the latest Trump tweets are about that.
Oh, what has he got to say?
When you get past being at the Bastille Day Parade.
What he said?
The latest tweet is...
Wait. We've got an intro.
I forgot.
Let me get that. Here we go. Okay, there we go. Go, folks.
The latest tweet from 42 minutes ago was a great honor to represent the United States at the magnificent hashtag Bastille Day Parade.
Ah.
Congratulations, God. President Marcone.
There you go.
Now, the five or six tweets before that, 4 hours ago, Republican senators working hard to get their failed Obamacare replacement approved. I will be at my desk, pen in hand.
Hey, just saying.
So important, Republican senators under leadership of McConnell gets health care plan approved after 7 years of O-care disaster.
Okay.
After all these years of suffering through Obamacare, Republican senators must come through as they have promised. and giving some love to the vice president this morning, Mike Pence, working hard on health care and getting our wonderful Republican senators to do what is right for the people.
Wonderful. All right. He's starting to sound more like Trump. Okay.
Yeah.
There you are. You give them their little phones and they have fun.
That's what they do.
We'll talk to Kyle Cassell this morning about 8:30 with the special session starting on Monday. Greg Abbott will spend the day in San Antonio today, probably going to announce his reelection campaign. He returned to Facebook Live for a 7-minute broadcast last night, touting a few of the state's accomplishments while he's been governor, signaling that more work remained and, most importantly, teasing today's event, which will be broadcast live on that platform.
Yes, the Associated Press quoting the governor, promising to, quote, lay out a vision to ensure that Texas remains the most exceptional state in America.
Hey, Texas proud. Look, we can be Texas proud without a governor or anybody else telling us that. We just do that because we live here and we know it's the best place on earth. But that's fine. And really, San Antonio continues to be the focal point because the federal judge is now on, day five, of the whole Texas State House and Congressional District redistricting thing. So we'll see what happens there. And again, yesterday Congressman Flores suggested that they may come up with something and they'll redraw it and it'll be radical and then it'll go up to the Supreme Court and get kicked back.
Yeah.
That was his prediction.
So. And, of course, you get the chance to probe the governor next week.
That's right. The governor will be on again with us on Wednesday, so we'll chat with him 2 days into the special session and see what his view is on that. All right, 6:49.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Landscapes don't have to be involved in spilling over with color to have elegance and beauty. The one common thread through every great garden is tidiness. Unkempt spaces never look good. Even simple designs can bring satisfaction and praise when they're well tended. Tending the well-groomed garden, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Part of your garden maintenance comes with removing dead or damaged growth. By this time in the season, many leaves and twigs are chewed, spotted, or dried. Keep a pair of sharp shears in your pocket and trim away those eyesores as they occur. Old perennials that have finished their time in the spotlight for another year may be in the process of dying back to their roots. Mallows, iris, Shasta daisies, coneflowers, and daylilies all finished their flowering season several weeks ago. Mallows, I guess, are still in bloom. But a lot of these are left with dead stems and floral stalks. Trim those away and leave yourself with a better-looking landscape. As soon as plants finish their flowering cycles in a couple of months, all the plants trim away the old stems back near the ground. You can always remove anything brown from perennials. Trimming is an ongoing process when you grow them. By this point in the growing season, many of your shrubs have probably produced erratic branches that extend out beyond the bodies of the plants. Prune to remove those unnecessary stems, but do it one branch at a time. Try to maintain the symmetry of the plants without actually sculpting them into unnaturally round or square shapes. If you need to do more major pruning to reduce the plant's heights and widths, save that for February. Some of your trees probably have dead or damaged limbs. That may be left over from drought. It can be left over from storm injury of some other sort. They may have been caused by all kinds of injury, just all kinds of things. You can trim away anything dead from a shade tree. You can remove it. It's not going to green up again. You might as well get it out of the way. If you have to reshape the tree by taking away some of the green, healthy tissue, so be it. If you're pruning oaks, you always want to use a pruning sealant on them, even though oak wilt is not as active in the summertime. Mow your lawn frequently and change the direction in which you mow the grass so it doesn't develop a grain or a pattern. It'll look terrific. You'll be amazed. Sometimes I've even double mowed my lawn where I mow at right angles to the first time across it. While you're out there doing all the trimming and tidying, keep a close eye out for serious insect and disease outbreaks. You're going to see a lot of them because the plants are challenged right now, and you need to step to the plant's rescue immediately when you do see problems showing up. Weeds are another good way to get a landscape in a bad shape in a hurry. You need to address the weeds. Your nurseryman can help you put it into a category, probably even identify the weed and show you the best possible means of control. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, yesterday marked the final chapter in this year's SEC Media Days. First to the podium was Auburn head man Gus Malzahn, who was asked who his starting quarterback would be on September 2nd.
Well, every year is different. Every quarterback's different. Jarrett, he came from another program. He was very successful. But like I said, Jarrett's got to win the job. And Sean White is a good quarterback in his own right.
Jarrett is a Stephenville, Texas native. Jarrett Stidham played 10 games for Baylor in 2015. As a freshman with the Bears, he completed 75 of 109 pass attempts for over 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns to go along with just two interceptions. Also taking a turn with the media yesterday were South Carolina head coach Will Muschamp and Ole Miss's Hugh Freeze. Freeze's program has been under intense scrutiny by the NCAA over the past few years, and a recent lawsuit filed by former coach Houston Nutt didn't help much.
I don't think it's something that that our kids are going to give a lot of thought to, really. The intent to which it came from, you'd have to ask Houston and his team that. I've said today, obviously I can't comment on it. I have my opinions on it for sure. Wish I could share them, but can't. And thought the timing was questionable.
Nutt, who coached at Ole Miss from 2008 to 2011, filed a civil lawsuit against the university and its athletic foundation alleging a breach of contract because of statements he says school officials made during an ongoing NCAA investigation. The lawsuit alleges Freeze and other school officials created a false narrative in an effort to place primary blame on Nutt for the NCAA investigation instead of Freeze. Ole Miss has been under investigation by the NCAA for nearly 5 years. In the TCL, the Brazos Valley Bombers had the night off and have the night off again tonight, but return to Nutra Bowl tomorrow for a two-game series with the Texarkana Twins. Both games start at 7:05 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the All-Star break comes to an end for the Astros and the Rangers tonight. The Astros stay at home as they welcome the Twins to Minute Maid. First pitch for that one scheduled for 7:10 p.m., while the Rangers head to Kansas City to take on the Royals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:15 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Speaking of the Rangers, Yu Darvish could be going into his final stretch with Texas. The right-hander from Japan can become a free agent after this season. The 30-year-old is in line for a huge payday. In the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers have signed Summer League standout and Fighting Texas Aggie Alex Caruso to a two-way contract. Caruso spent last season with Oklahoma City's G League affiliate after going undrafted out of Texas A&M. After joining the Lakers for Summer League play, the guard cemented his impressive performance Monday by getting 18 points and 9 assists against Sacramento. Meanwhile, a person with knowledge of the situation says the New York Knicks and Houston Rockets are still talking about a trade involving Carmelo Anthony, but that no deal is imminent. The person says Anthony has told the Knicks he would accept a move to the Rockets, but the teams are still trying to find a trade that works for both sides. And at Wimbledon, Venus Williams will be going for her sixth title this weekend. She'll play Garbina Muguruza at the All England Club on Saturday. Williams improved to 9-1 in the Wimbledon semifinals with a win over Joanna Konta, who was hoping to become the first British woman to reach the final since Virginia Wade won it in 1977. It'll be the second trip to the Wimbledon final for Muguruza. And that's Lichter Sports Update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds, and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
Do you have children age 8 and up? Are they bored and driving you bonkers this summer? Are you looking for things for them to do? If so, then you need to sign them up for Sovac City Summer Sewing Camps. At Sovac City Summer Sewing Camp, they'll learn to create instead of vegetate. Sovac City has spaces open in July, so give us a call or check out our sewing camps online at SovacCity.com. Let your kids learn something and have fun this summer. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends July 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Let's check a little weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, got a slight chance of showers today, about 20% today and tonight. High temperature, probably 96, 97, something like that, and the heat index well over 102 or 3. And we'll continue that pattern for a while. We do have a 40% chance of rain on Saturday. 60% chance of rain on Sunday. It's 77 right now. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.